It is Dukes and Bell. We're at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw today. We're going to host our Father's Day event as well. I say we as in not me, the entire station. Mike and I will just be a part of that. But for those who are winners and certainly participated in the contest to join us tonight, we're looking forward to seeing you guys out here. That'll happen after we get done. Steve Coonan is on the line, though, and it's always good to talk to the Hawks CEO. It feels like there's just a lot of stuff looming for our Hawks. Steve, welcome in. Happy Friday to you. How you doing today, man?
I'm doing wonderfully. How are you guys doing?
We're doing good. Yeah. Enjoying this series, you know, Spurs and Knicks. Tonight we get game two. I want to ask you, because we always throw this out and talk about the health of the league, and I just don't think people understand how well the NBA maybe is doing. But the numbers came out, and, you know, again, the ratings for these playoff series have been off the charts. Talk to us about, you know, what you think it means for the growth of the NBA, because I do think the league is resonating with young folks. I do think the league is resonating with, mm-hmm. with people that are tuning in and playing the video games and doing all the things on social media, because, Steve, we've talked about this. The social media presence of the NBA is bigger than the NFL.
Yeah, the social media presence is incredible. I think there were 2 million interactions with social media during the game on Wednesday night. I mean, 2 billion.
That's crazy.
Incredible. And I think what we're seeing is two very unique things. One, it reminds me a bit of the Boston Red Sox in 04 and the Cubs, right. Teams that haven't won in decades that have 5, 6, 7 generations of fans still alive. And then the emergence of Wemby as, you know, the new face of the league. So I think there's some lightning in a bottle. And I watched the game the other night with a bunch of people, and, you know, oh, they're down by 14, and the next thing you know, here come the Knicks, and they win. And then they're just highly, highly, highly entertaining. I'm watching tonight at the brand new Cosm, which is opening. I cannot right. wait to see what that's like.
It's going to be a Coonan chasm, Carl.
There we go.
Hey, man.
There we go. I like that.
That place looks amazing. We'll talk more about that when we finally get our butts in there to check it out and do it. Steve, yeah. the NBA, we talked earlier. Critics of the league, they have their agenda. I mean, you can see it coming a mile away. I said it earlier. I said the only thing that needs to be tightened up is try to make the regular season as compelling as the playoffs, because the playoffs have been just amazing. Even with the Knicks sweeping through the East, you know, it'd be something if we're the only team that beats the Knicks in this playoff. But what do you, you know, what do you think, though, about trying to find – do you have to maybe shorten the regular season? And would fans ever accept that because the ticket price would go up?
Everything's great. No. You're being negative, Nancy. No.
No, I'm just – your regular season doesn't match up with your postseason is amazing. The regular season leaves some things to be desired. Ergo the in-season tournament.
No, ergo the in-season tournament because it's more fun and excitement brought to you by the NBA.
All right.
That's both fun and excitement.
All right. Okay.
So thanks. Appreciate the feedback.
Steve Coonan. Fan interaction, Steve. The league's investigating an interaction between Knicks star Jalen Brunson and courtside fans late in the fourth quarter, game one. Look, why are we seeing more of this crap? Right? The fan ran on the
guy
court.
That ran on the court. He's banned for life.
Yes, he took the selfie, and again, nobody was hurt, but are we seeing more aggressive language and actions towards players? Because it feels like it's changed.
Well, the three of us are big advocates and fans of gambling, correct?
Yes.
The interaction between fans now, and all of us in Atlanta, we don't have that, so we really don't experience it. But the interaction between fans and players now has gotten so nasty because of gambling. I mean, I've heard stuff in our building you would not believe. I hope you die. Because you missed your over under. Yeah. I mean, just horrific stuff.
Wow.
Horrific stuff. So, yeah, it has, and it's not good. I mean, there used to be some kind of decorum that happened, and now, right. you know, there's, and again, nobody's a bigger fan of legalized betting than I. In fact, I turned you two on to Kelsey.
Yeah. Right on.
But you know, take your losses. Don't sit there and scream horrible things at players. I mean, it's just not acceptable. Not acceptable. And so who knows what they said. Jalen Brunson's a consummate professional. He's not picking on San Antonio people, unlike Charles Barkley, who's not.
It's true. It's true.
It's our man Steve Kuhn, guys, the Hawks CEO. And now, again, we got a long way to go with this series. It'll be curious to see in the chess match how they bounce back and how Wemby is utilized and how do they handle the athleticism and the size of the Knicks. But I can't wait to see what Anse Soleil is going to do to this team and how the Hawks improve. Now, do you feel that we'll be aggressive in free agency? A blend, obviously, we know we have a couple of draft picks, and there's some thoughts about maybe we use those picks to move up. Who knows? But do you think we'll be where will Wrestler – how will Tony Wrestler feel about maybe dipping his toe into an apron, or are we not there yet with this team and his evolution?
Tony Wrestler has – I was with him today. We gave Anse 100% the green light to do whatever he thinks is right to build this team. As we talked about last week, and we've talked about multiple times, the going into the tax is not a recipe necessarily to win. It's plain and simple, it's not a recipe to win. If we have an opportunity to make our team better, going into the tax is an absolute non-issue. But you can't just go into the tax because you want to make Mike happy. You have to have, you know, a reason and a cause that thinks. Makes you think you're going to compete for championships. You also have to have players. There's not a lot of free agency in the NBA anymore. There's not a ton of free agency. I mean, who do you have your eye on, Mike?
No, we've talked about a guy, if not specifically. I know you can't comment on players that are under contract, but
no,
a Mitchell Robinson.
You to comment on players under contract.
A Walker Kessler, a Mitchell Robinson. If you want to go older, a Vucevic. Well, add some size unless we draft some size in the draft.
But I think the first two you mentioned are restricted free agents, which
they could match.
That's a little bit tight,
right?
To do so, you know, I don't want our listeners and our fans, which we have many of them, I understand, both of them, you know, to be misled. Yeah, the team would have to renounce those players. So
no, and maybe a trade, maybe a multi-team trade, because there will be some guys, whether it's going to be, again, Steve can't comment because he works for the team guys, but there's some high-end tickets like Giannis, which would may involve, as Carl's pointed out, multiple teams to maybe pull a deal off. Maybe we could partner up in that sort of scenario.
Yeah, maybe.
Good answer, Steve. Good answer.
Rhymes with Jalen Brown. Back to you, Carl.
Let's talk about the prospects in this draft. What are you hearing? I mean, again, everybody's talking about this being a deep draft. I feel like, you know, with where we're selecting, Steve, assuming, again, that we keep our picks, and I think we are, that we could get two really good young players that can help us. We watch the Spurs, and everybody keeps talking about how young they were. This was OKC last year. You win with young guys in this league, Steve.
Yeah, you do. And, you know, you've got really deep and really good players that, you know, we're excited about, that we're very excited about. So hopefully, we'll be able to get somebody who's going to be with us and for a long, long time. I'm riding in a car, and I think the driver needs to be taken outside and beaten because he's going to kill me.
What the hell's going on? Are you in the trunk?
I'm in an Uber with somebody who I think should lose their license the way they're driving.
Oh, I mean,
hit a planner. I'm going to get out and walk in a minute.
I wondered why you were. Well, I mean, you were pausing.
I presume that English is not the driver's first language. With Steve telling us from the back seat, Carl.
Parts of my clothing.
Yeah, look, I didn't know if you were in a Waymo or not. I didn't know what was going on. There was
Waymo
a pause
than this crap.
Yeah.
Wow.
Look, I've been there.
Wow.
You have to sometimes ask these guys, "What are you doing?" All right, Steve. Before we let you go, what are you doing?
He's on his phone.
Okay, that's not good. That's not good. No, I need you to be my driver.
Yes.
Okay?
You're my
driver.
Steve demands customer service and safety.
This is being broadcast, sir, on radio. Hey. There's a couple of people listening.
What will it mean if Georgia is able to not only make it to the College World Series, they are the remaining highest seed in baseball? What would it mean if they're able to get the Natty, Steve?
It just means that, once again, life is wonderful. The trees are green. The flowers are beautiful. And once again, them dogs have brought home the bacon.
They got a great shot at it. Super regional tomorrow. Start time, don't necessarily like, but I do like the fact that it's on early and most people will be watching. 11 o'clock tomorrow, 12 on Sunday. Steve Cooning, we got to roll, man. Stay safe.
Can
put your seatbelt on.
Yeah. Sure. Our golden ticket concert. We've got 18 World Cup concerts coming. You can win tickets to every concert. The PR people asked me to do it. I almost got killed by an Uber driver.
All right. So Google Hawks golden ticket. Is it concert. State Farm golden ticket?
Sure. All yeah.
Right. Wait. It's on the website?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Golden, all right.
Call Garen Lorraine right. Golden ticket.
Golden ticket.
Golden ticket.
All right, go check
right,
it out,
check
folks.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank
right,
you.
I'm going to sue this guy.
Did he say sue?
Sue. It sounds like the video for, remember Red Hot Chili Peppers, where Anthony Kiedis gets kidnapped by a crazy cab driver who's like barreling around Los Angeles.
Hey,
hope Steve's okay.
That's happened to us, man. Yeah. I've had to tell guys, look, we're trying to get home safe. Like, you're driving crazy.
I'm the other way. I'm like, left lane, pass him, hit it.
Nah, I'm good. I'm trying to get home. So I'm not paying you to try to kill me. Hey, man, coming up, Falcon Report's on the way. They trust him, or at least he feels like they do. Do you trust him as much as they do? Also, Braves insider Grant McCauley's going to join us. New day, new series, and the latest on the injuries with the Braves. It's all coming up on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.